It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
Hey, this is Jasper.
And Kimberly.
We're laughing and playing here. We're at 117th and Row at the Hen House Market. We're celebrating.
We are celebrating. We're celebrating summer. We're celebrating August.
We're celebrating the first anniversary of the Hen House Market at 117th and Row, the big remodel, the most beautiful store in the Kansas City market.
Can you hear me? Yeah, this is Walt the engineer. Mark went to get a cup of coffee, and Jasper. Jasper, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, Walt. You know, you're not supposed to be on that microphone when the guy's out of the room.
But I got to do this real quick. Get your voice in gear for me.
I'm ready, buddy. Testing, I got my voice all the time.
All right, here, you ready for this?
Let's go.
What do you want to do? Here we go. You're supposed to sing happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Kimberly.
Happy birthday to you, Kimberly.
Happy birthday, dear Kimberly.
Very good. Wow.
Happy birthday to you. You're not going to shut me up, buddy.
Jasper Marabli. What? I think you need to take a microphone into the dining room at night. You can not only...
Well,
that
see, if Walt would have known, I also sing Buon Complimentiante a te.
Okay.
You know, that's my Italian version. But, you know, Walt's back there. Get him off that microphone.
Get him
off.
Get away from there.
Sorry about that, Jasper and Kimberly.
Mark, no more interruptions. Throw back there. I'm talking to Miss Donna about
this. If I get no other gifts, and I'm not saying I'm expecting any, but if I get no other gifts for my birthday this weekend, Jasper singing to me in front of 63 million listeners.
Yes, 63 million listeners
is pretty
across
cool.
America. You're on Team Jasper, lady.
I am on Team. And we have Jonad here, who is the Director of Produce and Floral for Hen House. He was witness to your singing, right?
And Jonad, he's going to be celebrating a new birthday also for somebody.
Yeah.
The baby's on the way.
The babe today?
Well, it's in a minute now.
The family's in town.
Wow.
How about that?
And you look calm, cool, and collected.
He is.
One step at a time.
That was a silent shake, Jonad. Welcome back to the show. It's all about the anniversary special right now. Yeah, and I'm looking across from me. You brought me these cherries just now. I've eaten a lot of these cherries here before. I've never seen them that big. I've never seen cherries in August like this.
So the Rainier cherries we got in right now, there's while supplies last. There's no more available. We usually never see Rainiers in August at all. And just the size on them and the taste, it's unbelievable. You have some 7-row cherries, which is huge.
Rows, seriously. Yeah. You know what I'm thinking? We're going to be giving away some gift certificates for Kimberly's birthday celebration.
Ooh.
So the word today is going to be happy birthday, Kim. When you come into the store, we got some great gift certificates, pies, of course, because Jonah, Kimberly, she's like obsessed with these pies. You still have Bader Peaches going right now, right?
We still do for about the next 10 to 15 days.
So we're talking peach pie, right?
Mm. The peach cooler pie.
Oh, yeah. Boy, lady. That's
all right. And I'll be generous today if you come in and say happy birthday, Kim.
I see you have a nice little stack there.
A nice little stack here. I do. I'm prepared.
You're the lady with the stack, man. I'm telling you.
And, you know, I'm so glad that Hen House did the BOGO just for me today, too. This
Kimberly,
pork
can you believe
tenderloin.
That? I'm looking at it myself
BOGO.
Right now. And, of course, the Hen House anniversary celebration, the one-year anniversary here at 117th and Row. Whole beef tenderloin, Hereford beef, $9.99 a pound. Filet mignons are on sale. And the BOGO, how about this? Own shrimp, sea bass cooked, peeled, and deveined shrimp. Buy one, get one free. Beautiful clementines. Oh, my God. I say clementine.
Yes,
they're
you did say clementine.
Well, they're clementines. I like
clementine.
And the, am I pronouncing this right? Athena Melons.
Athena Melons.
Ooh, we got the man here. He knows the produce.
He's jumping in. I like that. And drum roll, please. You know what's coming.
What's that?
The Hatch Chili's.
Oh, Hatch Chili's start. Let's talk about that, Jonah.
So the truck is rolling right now. It should be on the way. Hopefully the storm's not going to slow him down.
It'll probably come about the same time the baby does, right?
Just about. So yeah. It should be here, hitting the warehouse, hitting the city tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And we should see it in the store. Some stores are getting deliveries in the afternoon.
Okay.
So.
And you're going to have outside next week, next Saturday, you'll have the.
We have roasting scheduled next Saturday.
Oh, I love that smell.
It's going to be on the webpage. So,
okay.
You know, visit the henhouse webpage in order to get the roastings. We'll have it posted.
And if you go on the web page also, all my recipes for Hatch Peppers, Bader's Peaches, and corn, but also, Kimberly, you got your hands up in here, lady.
I do. I was going to say something, but
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
We're talking watermelon, but go ahead. You talk, baby.
No, I was just going to talk
about it. It's your birthday. Go ahead.
I love Hatch chili season. It's kind of the precursor to fall, but I love the smell of those.
Yeah. No, so the first shipment is always going to be your mild and your mediums.
Ah.
Because, you know, the hot, they need an extra few days in order
did
to
you
get
know
cooking.
That?
So.
Of course he did, Jasper.
No, I did not know that. I'm going to admit it right now.
So, you've got a whole stack of recipes, Jay.
Well, I'm thinking right now, how do you like to do Hatch Peppers?
I
like them like in a pepperonata.
Mm.
I like doing my own dip.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah.
So guacamole or cheese, or I like creating my own salsa or dip on them.
Oh, yeah, good idea. You could saute them with chicken. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of recipes. Yeah. The Hatch Peppers, they're going to be here next week. Of course, they'll be on Monday, but they'll be here at the Henhouse Market with some roasting stations. You got to come out and see it. It's really, really unique. I just remember, Kimberly.
Uh-oh.
I know it was watermelon. We got to talk about watermelon, but before that, I just remember the eclipse is coming. Everybody's making a, this is huge. I don't even understand the whole eclipse thing.
And I've got a little secret that Jonad shared with me.
What's
the
that?
The moon cherries.
What?
Moon cherries are coming in.
What a moon. I've never heard of moon cherries.
What planet have you been on?
Oh, what planet? What do you got to call me out for? I've never heard of moon cherries.
Tell us about moon cherries, Jonad.
The moon cherries get the term from being half a mile closer to the moon. It's high elevation cherries. That's where we were able to get them so late in the year.
I've never heard of this.
And it's only four selective varieties that make it to that moon cherry category. They're handpicked by Kyle himself from Stemelt Growers.
Is that the man we did, the special box a couple weeks ago?
That was it. Those were it. So we're going to have those moon cherries coming in.
Wow.
They're going to start arriving in stores in the next 4 to 5 days.
Where is this located at where they do these cherries, where they grow them at?
There's going to be high altitude off of Washington right next to the Wenatchee River and the Cashmere.
Okay.
Region.
So if I send him some cannolis and some filling, they put the cherries in there, they'll be a half mile closer to the moon that day.
I like, okay.
Give me the address, lady.
There you go. I'm
this
on it, Jay.
This is big news.
Girl
big
Friday's
news,
on
news.
It.
Oh.
Well, Jonad, thank you. You have shared so much with us. Good luck on your impending fatherhood.
This is huge for you right now.
Watermelon.
Come on. Yeah, watermelon.
Sorry.
But we're talking about the baby,
Sorry.
Come on. So
yeah.
I can't wait to see the baby. Congrats to you both.
Thank you. I wish you
all the best in that baby. I know it's going to be beautiful like the twins are. But we're not going nowhere. We're going to come back. We're going to talk with Chef Peter.
Chef Peter Castillo.
We're going to do a Facebook Live today.
A demo.
And we're going to have, of course, Happy Food on. It's a really big show, Kimberly.
And Optimal Living. And we're going to come back on, even though National Watermelon Day, it was 3 days ago.
Oh.
2 days ago. We're still going to talk about it.
I'm celebrating. I'm thinking watermelon and a little bit of feta cheese or mozzarella.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jasper Morabli.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen here at the Henhouse Market, 117th in a row. We're giving away so many free things to celebrate Kimberly's birthday. Take it away, my friend. Hey, this is Jasper.
And Kimberly.
We're live at the Henhouse Market. We're celebrating the first anniversary of the new store at 117th and Road, the new remodel in Kimberly.
A year ago. This is such a beautiful store. We're sitting right in front of the floral department.
In front of all those cherries.
And cherries.
And local corn. And you talk about a local market since 1923.
Yep.
It's the Henhouse Market.
How many delicious years is that, Jasper?
And I can do the math. Come on. Let me see. That's 70 and 17 and 4. That's 84 years.
You're good.
84 delicious. No, 94.
Jasper,
94.
Come on.
You got me.
Why
did you set me up? Come on over here right now because you can win some gift certificate. All you have to do is say, "Happy birthday, Kimberly." Don't let anybody know I said that, okay? And seriously, you can win a stack of gift certificates to Hen House Market right now. Jonah is coming up with some beautiful, something delicious.
Kombucha.
It's watermelon kombucha. How, did I pronounce that right?
Kombucha. You did kombucha. A good job.
Let's taste this.
Not kombucha.
Happy birthday, lady. Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers. Oh.
Well, Kimberly, you brought on another special guest today.
We are so lucky because this guy is busy. Peter Castillo, who is the executive chef of Balls Foods here at Hen House. You develop recipes. You do so many things here, and we're so lucky to talk to you today. And, of course, you're going to be doing a healthy living demo later.
That is correct.
That we're going to tape and put up online.
It's been a great year for you here.
It's been a fantastic year. Yeah. Very busy. It's gone by so fast. I can't believe it's the one-year anniversary for the store.
I tell you, I come over here during the week when I have to do some shopping, especially for photos and things, and I have lunch over here a couple times a week, and I'm telling you.
Me too.
Oh,
I hope so.
Oh, the selection is something else.
I mean, you've got – tell us the different departments you've got at the store.
Well, we have the delicatessen, which covers all the hot foods, cold foods, semi-prepared and prepared foods, roasted meats, of course, deli meats. We have the Mongolian grill, which there's a vast array of proteins and vegetables, sauces, things like that, with white and brown rice, which is really important to a lot of folks. And we have three different kinds of Asian noodles. We then have the sandwich station, which also has a, you can call it a personal pizza or a flatbread pizza, which we just
and
redeveloped
I've had that.
Them. They're delicious,
delicious,
and they're fast.
There's some beautiful ones over there right now.
And then we have the tossed salad station with five different tossed salads. And at this store right now, we're testing our new grilled chicken and Caesar salad. And we're making the dressing ourselves. We did some research, and the original salad did not have anchovies, but it had bacon. So we took out the bacon. We added anchovies.
You're just like me. I have a story coming out in the Kansas City Star about this, about the original Caesar. People are afraid when they hear anchovies. We used it for 50 years at Jasper's.
Absolutely.
Tableside.
But
right?
It's been a seasoning for thousands of
exactly.
years.
Exactly. People don't know. How about the second ingredient in Worcestershire sauce?
Anchovies.
Anchovies. Come on.
It just brings the
I
flavor
love this,
up.
Peter.
Well, this new salad is going to be really nice. And then we have the hot kitchen where they're preparing, well, I'm going to say at least 90% of the things that we do at this store are all handmade. And we're actually doing a couple videos of our salad production area because they're hand-tossing these salads every day, making them fresh.
Peter, I have to tell you, and Kimberly, I go back in the kitchen often, put my little hat on, I go back there. Uh-huh. I've never seen a business other than mine, I'm going to brag, the same employees.
For years.
Peter, and I walk around this store, everybody, but I go back in the kitchen, it's the same people working here, consistency. And that means that David Ball treats them proper, the whole Ball organization.
It's a very big thing with Ball's Foods. We treat our teammates, we treat everybody like family, and it's a real deal. We have two or three generations working throughout the company, but we have folks that have been here 50, 40, 30, 25 years. It's incredible. And some of them are stars in their own right. Our customers know who's making their sandwich, who's doing the salad, who's who. It's a big family.
And, of course, tell us about the kosher department because that's a big deal.
The kosher department's a really big deal, and we developed a lot of new items before we opened. I've been currently the last 3 or 4 months a bit more hands-on trying to trim down the selection to the things that we don't sell but then adding new items. And
you know, I was in the kitchen a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you heard. I went back in the kosher kitchen, and they were doing short ribs.
So that's part of our smoke program.
Oh, my gosh, Kim.
Were they?
We'll be consistently, in about a week, we'll have consistently barbecue, smoked items that are kosher. There's no other place to get them. Maybe Miami now with Mendel down there.
Well, Mendel's sauce was on. You're using Mendel's sauce.
We use his rub and his sauce. But we're also developing a smoke program. In fact, we're done developing it now. We're actually testing it at our store, the Ball's Price Chopper on North Oak, and at the Price Chopper out in Olathe at 159th and Merlin. It's a complete barbecue menu that will be available daily. Ribs, I'm losing my mind. Brisket.
Brisket.
I had both.
Pork
and when
butt,
will that launch?
Sausage. We're already testing it at the store up north and the store in Olathe. But we'll be launching that right about the time of the American Royal, where all of our stores that do have smokers will have the best.
That's big.
And I'm going to say this, the best burn ends by far. We have sampled these out to a lot of folks.
I had them.
You've had them.
Oh, my gosh.
And baby back ribs. It's going to be really great because as a Kansas City store, we should have great barbecue.
Can we put some salmon on there?
Yes, we do have salmon.
Really? You're doing it?
Yes, we're doing smoked salmon portions. We thought about doing sides, and we could do that as a favor, or if you want a smoked side for a party at your house.
Oh, I'm thinking Labor Day.
Oh, yeah. But we're doing individual 7-ounce pieces, portions, and with 2 or 3 different kinds of rubs.
Oh, okay. Well, this is going to be something. Well, you know, Kimberly, we're going to have a FaceTime Live coming up here soon.
We are.
We're going to go to Jasper Morabli's Facebook page. I'm going to do the Facebook Live, and then it's going to be transferred over to Hen House because I'm going to actually hold the camera and the phone.
Actually hold it.
And do it. But he's going to do some special dishes today.
He's going to do some. And this is our healthy eating show, so Chef Peter has developed some wonderful things like farm-to-market whole grain bread with almond butter and local peaches.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Celery sticks with hummus and olives. Kalamata olives, my favorite. We have the best
olive bars by far.
Oh, let's talk about that olive bar.
It's fantastic. We've just relaunched all of our salad bars with a few new items and some better selection of olives, and we're really proud of that. There's a wonderful lemon olive salad that we have that I like it in a piece of Italian bread with some provolone and just make a sandwich.
That's a meal.
Exactly.
Well, it's a meal deal.
I'll tell you what, my favorite's coming up, Kimberly, what he's going to make, and I'm going to hang around for that.
Can I say what it is?
Go ahead, because I'm all over. I was in the kitchen already this morning.
Minty pea dip with pretzel chips.
That dip is minty unbelievable.
Minty pea dip.
And these are nice. We have all the sodium levels, protein, all those kind of things. Everything's covered, but they're local, they're flavorful, and they're easy to make. There's no more than 3-4 ingredients.
Yeah.
So you can do it fast, have it at home, and it's good for you.
Will we get the recipes for these too?
Yes, they're right there.
Okay.
You don't realize how busy he is right now. He's also cooking hamburgers right now for the local beef right now.
He is?
So
I'll make a beeline for that.
Did you have him last week?
No, I didn't.
I had him 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, I know you did, Jasper.
And this beef is phenomenal. It's from the Burgee Farm.
Steve. We have him on a lot.
Yeah, in Fort Scott. And I'm just putting a little bit of kosher salt on it. But this beef, it's fed green oats, fresh grass, nothing else. Yeah. They have great water. And these are black Angus cattle, top of the line.
And like Steve treats those cows like they're his kids.
He does.
I'm
surprised he doesn't have a couple masseuses out there.
And I will tell you, something sad a couple weeks ago, one of the bulls. And it was so sad because you could see it while we were talking to him. He was so sad.
He was upset.
Well, we're going to give you a few items real quick. We didn't talk about this beforehand. Okay. We're going to give you
a few items.
We're going to stump the chef.
Oh, great.
And I want to know, I'm going to give you 2 items. I'm going to give you 3 items. First one is watermelon.
Okay.
Second one, should I give him mozzarella? Come on.
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella. Kimberly, throw an item at him.
How about Kalamata olives?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Make me something, buddy.
Make you something. Okay, I like to do watermelon with some lime juice, some pureed strawberry, a bit of cilantro, and some very thinly julienne red onion. Toss it right before you serve it. Sprinkle it with a little bit of kosher salt. Delicious.
Simple.
Simple.
4 or 5 ingredients. That's all you need.
Right.
That's the most important thing, I think, about Mediterranean cooking is you using fresh in season, but also use less than 6 ingredients.
That's it. Yeah. But we didn't stump them, Kimberly.
Well,
we
not
didn't.
Yet.
No,
okay.
Not yet.
You want to give them another one real quick?
We have
a couple minutes.
Kalamata olives.
Yeah.
What I like to do with that is I take that in the food processor with a little bit of lemon zest, lemon juice, a ton of fresh parsley, a little bit of olive oil, and just make a pesto out of it.
I
use that either on bread, you know, pita.
Pasta.
But in pasta, it's delicious when you toss it. And you add some raisins.
That's like a trapanese. That's like with almonds maybe or something.
Exactly. A few almonds, and you got something that's very Sicilian. What was the third item?
I don't.
We said watermelon.
Kalamata
olives.
We said
cheese.
And mozzarella.
We said mozzarella.
And we've got like 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
Quick.
You make some Italian meatballs, make them into a hamburger patty, put the mozzarella in the middle, grill them, put them on a bun.
Oh, an easy, cheesy meatball.
Delicious. So
I'm
we're going to stump the chef next time, Peter. Be prepared.
Hey, wait. I'm going over to the table right now. We're going to do a Facebook Live. Go to Jasper Morabli's Facebook page. That's M-I-R-A-B-I-L-E. Just like the good Dr. James Morabli. He's, Kimberly, can you get this guy on the show sometime for me?
I think so.
I promise him we get him an interview sometime soon. Don't go nowhere, my friends. We're going to come back with a great show, Facebook Live, Optimal Living, and Happy Food right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Hey, this is Jasper.
I'm Kimberly.
We are here at Hen House Market, 117th and Row, celebrating the first year anniversary of the beautiful new store right here in Leawood, Kansas.
117th and Row, and it is gorgeous. And it was fascinating to talk to Peter the last segment and hear about everything that's going on, the fresh food.
And really, and that's what makes a difference, working with David Ball and his family for all these years. You have these people that come together and, you know, they want to be here. You see the smiles. It's not like, oh, you have to go out there and smile. I want you to do this. I want these people are happy when they're working around here. I mean, it's not just me, too, because I see them with everybody. I see the lines and everything. Well, I'll tell you what. We are celebrating the first year anniversary. We're also celebrating the big anniversary. Well, it's not an anniversary. It's a birthday. Some people call it an anniversary. So the birthday of Miss Kimberly Stern.
Oh,
Miss
yeah.
Kimberly. And right now you're giving away stacks and stacks of gift certificates and pies
and
here to the Hen House
we've
to celebrate.
Had some people come in.
You're the only one who gives something away for their birthday.
Happy birthday.
You're giving presents out to people.
I am
that's
giving
Kimberly.
That's I like to give.
And we have to
I'd like to give. I like to give better than I like to receive.
I'm the same way. You know, we're very fortunate, both of us, and when we see our friends and family gathered together, and it brings me something very quick. I must send our condolences out to my good friend, our family friend, for many, many years. Mrs. Claris passed away this morning, John's mom from Tassos.
From Tassos.
I got the call at 8:30, and I was so sad, and I called John up right away and had a few laps about, you know, the past with the Tasso, and I say the Tasso family, but with and Mr. Tasso, and we have a lot of respect for him. He called me from Greece several times this summer, and I kept checking on him. And
you talk about an iconic restaurant in Kansas City.
Come on. In a few months, we'll get John on here to talk and get Tasso back on the show.
Oh, boy.
We'll get the man laughing, maybe. So with our condolences to John and the whole family. Of course, Kimberly, we're celebrating with watermelon. You have a big chunk of watermelon in front of you.
Huge chunk. And, you know, it was National Watermelon Day about two days
ago. Yeah.
And what do you like to do with watermelon,
Jake? Well, a couple things. I'm not kidding you. I grilled a watermelon, and I put just a little bit of balsamic vinegar glaze on it.
Ooh, like
and sprinkled
from
some feta. Yeah, That's really – I mean, that's one of my favorites. But you know what? Sunday night, cut that watermelon, sit outside on the porch. That's me.
Sit outside on the porch.
Yep. You don't see people do that anymore.
Do you sit outside on the porch
with
Miss Lisa?
Oh, I do all the time. Oh, we do. And this weekend, it's going to be beautiful out.
It is.
So, you know, I may even have dinner outside this weekend. Who knows?
Well, hopefully it'll stop raining.
I hope so because, you know, there's a big tomato party going on right now.
Right now down at the local pit.
That's right. And James Worley, the tomato whisperer.
And you've seen him all over the news this week.
Oh, everywhere. And he's also doing, what, the big slow food BLT challenge.
The BLT challenge that starts at 1.
Wow.
And there will be judges. There will be competitors.
Yes.
And I can't wait to see what kind of BLTs people have come up with because the only ingredients you have to have.
That's right.
Bacon, lettuce, and tomato. You don't have to have bread.
And I'm going to tell you, I was going to enter. I'm a judge. But I decided instead, you know, I was going to enter, but I said, I'll just be a judge.
Yeah.
Now he tells me, why didn't you enter it? I said, James, I didn't know I could enter it. I had this great recipe for a pasta carbonara with
don't
some local
away.
Greens. Well, I can't don't do it.
Away.
I can't do it.
You
I'm a judge.
Do it next year.
Okay. It's a local, it's a carbonara. With bacon and some tomatoes, and then I sprinkle the greens on top. Well, Kimberly, right now, I'm going to go do very quickly a Facebook Live. People need to go to Facebook, Jasper Marabli Facebook page.
Right.
And I'm going to be interviewing Peter. You got to come over there with you're dressed for your birthday, lady. You have
you
to. Oh, I know you are. And then we're going to talk a little bit about optimal living.
Optimal living.
I
and
like
a
that.
Few snacks. And then, of course, we're going to have Happy Food Company, which, of course, is sold at Hen House. Talk to them about their incredible boxed meals.
Well, don't go nowhere, my friends. Go right now to Jasper Marabli's Facebook page, and we're going to do a live setup with Chef Peter. It's going to be great. And here, let's just talk a little optimal right now.
Kimberly, I'll tell you something. I don't know if I'm eating healthy or not, but what I'm eating right now, I'm telling you, I didn't think it was healthy.
It's clean food.
Eating. E-A-D-I-N.
That's the only way you pronounce eating.
Have Jasper's you? I mean, I can't say have you tasted this yet because 3/4 of it's missing. Is this something else? We're teasing our listeners.
We
right
are
now,
teasing
I know.
Our listeners. We're going to be talking clean eating, and wow. We're going to be talking with Dr. Jeremy Rodrock and Mark Stansfield about optimal living.
Oh, my God. Well, you're going to do the interview because, again, I'm eating clean.
You are eating clean. You're eating Power Balls.
Oh, wow.
That peanut butter one, it looks like you cleaned that off. We're eating halibut with green beans, and we are eating, like, the best banger
oh,
and mash ever. Ever. So tell us how this came about.
Well, this came about a few years ago. My wife and I are chiropractors. We have 4 children, multiple activities. We get home 7 o'clock at night. It was getting hard to eat healthy. We were eating out too much. So selfishly, we kind of came up with this idea. We had access to a chef, and she was doing fitness shows. It all kind of fell into place to have someone make our meals for us. And as we were doing that, some of her fellow competitors wanted to join in. They wanted part of it, so they started purchasing meals, and we basically developed Optimal Living.
So the premise is it's a unique, healthy eating service, and of course, we'll talk later about the retail store and restaurant you're going to. Well, actually, you have one now in Baldwin City, and you're going to be opening up another location, hopefully in July, in Lawrence?
Yeah, we've just looked at some retail spaces, and we finally found one that fits. We'll be moving from Baldwin City. It will give us a retail location in Lawrence that we can serve grab-and-go meals, as well as we'll be pushing a lot of fresh-pressed juice, cold-pressed juice.
Well, you know, Lawrence is hot, hot, hot on the restaurant scene right now in America. And, yeah. I mean, to have something like this available, and like you just said, I don't like to use the word two-income families, Kimberly. What's a better word?
Two-income families.
Is that normal?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they've got some acronym, but two-income families.
Though. Oh, here we go with those acronyms. You know, I'm in big trouble. Anyway, and, you know, when, like you said, soccer moms, and everybody's so busy and grabbing to-go food. And unfortunately, a lot of times it's fast food. And it's not nutritious. We all know that. But to have something like this, this is unique because you don't get all the, you know, the nutrients. You don't get all the, you know, the right vitamins and everything and what's good for you. Those bangers and mash, I hope they're good for me because I put a little dent in them, Miss Kimberly.
The big dent. Thank you. So, but you know, Jeremy, you were talking about you have 4 kids, your wife, a busy, busy lifestyle, and you were eating out a lot. And Jasper, you're right. I mean, that's not healthy eating. So what you're really doing, you're making convenience and you're making really good food, like your chef, Mark Renfro, did this halibut, which is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, it became such a nice thing. It just took a big load off of us. We were able to spend more time with our kids, help them with homework without being frustrated trying to cook dinner, clean dishes up.
But the thing with what you sell is you feel better, too. I mean, clean eating, you just feel better. You have more energy. You think more clearly. I mean, not to mention weight, right?
Yeah, our health background played a big role in developing this because we do take a holistic approach to health, and we know nutrition is probably the number one thing you can do to change your health.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I went to the website and I saw the different menus you have available and what's available this week. And if you order by Thursday, you get delivery on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
So honey sriracha glazed chicken, smoked pulled pork, seared salmon, chicken salad, lettuce wraps, and they have breakfast also, Kimberly. Not only these beautiful, I mean, tasty Power Balls, but also pineapple upside down muffins, turkey and spinach breakfast casserole. Are you hungry yet?
I'm very hungry.
How about this?
And breakfast is the most important meal of the day. You skip, a lot of people think, I skip breakfast, I have a little lunch, and then by dinner time, what? You clean out the refrigerator, right? You're so hungry.
You're starving. You got to start your day off right.
Yeah.
And a healthy breakfast is the way to do it.
You know, the other thing, and Jasper, he got really excited when we talked about bringing you guys on the show because you source a lot of your foods locally.
Yeah, we work with as many farms as we can. And with the farmers markets heating up, we'll be trying to get even more local by just swinging through farmers markets and really centering our menus around what we can have available to us.
So the Power Balls, which one has the honey from Anthony's Beehive in Lawrence?
All of our Power Balls.
All of them too?
Yes, ma'am.
Because you don't sweeten them with anything but natural.
Yeah, so clean eating is based on avoiding processed sugar. So we'll use honey, coconut to basically sweeten our the dishes that need sweetened.
So right now people can actually go online. They don't have to come into
It's so easy, Kim.
Baldwin. Are you ordering, Jasper?
I'm looking at it right now.
Do you know how much money you spend while we're taping?
Oh, I know.
While we're doing interviews.
But here, like you just said, you can order online. And also, I'm reading now, and I knew this before because I did my homework. Someone comes to you and they say they have a problem, they need this or they need that, or maybe this is their lifestyle. You have one-on-one coaching. That's a big deal.
Yeah. We call it Optimal Living Complete, where we'll sit down with someone and discuss the issues they're going through to make sure these meals fit their criteria.
And, of course, people can buy, they can also buy the Powerballs at Hen House.
Yeah, we're doing business with a lot of the Hen Houses in Johnson County and Kansas City area, and we hope to add more grocery stores in the coming times.
Wow.
Fabulous.
This is like so 2017, Kimberly.
This is
up to date. I'm looking at this. If my daughter lived in Kansas City, this is what she does down in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
The exact, you know, the whole idea. And, you know, it doesn't mean you can't go out to eat. Doesn't mean you can't have other meals. Maybe you only want three or four. Is that right?
You can order as much or as little as you'd like. And our meal plan centers around a five-day work week that provides you everything that you would like for 5 days. And we take into account that you might want to do your own thing a couple nights a week.
And you do portions. I mean, you know, healthy eating
That's
is about portions, right?
Yeah. So we have a portion sizes that are very balanced for your average person. Also, we want a healthy balance of fats, proteins, and carbs. That's very important. Yeah. And the other thing with our meals is we do try to follow the seasons. So we switch the meals up as
nice.
We have a change in the seasons.
The rhythm of the seasons.
Yeah. Healthiest way to eat.
That's right. That's right.
So you order by midnight on Thursday, and you get your meals fresh for the week. It's Optimal Living, Miss Kimberly.
Dr. Jeremy Rodrock, Mark Stansfield. Of course, your chef, Mark Renfro, isn't with us today, but he was trained at Johnson County Community College. Great, great school. We look forward to seeing how you expand. Look forward to visiting you in your new Lawrence store this summer. And best of luck. You've got a good thing going.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I have to throw in there real quick. Go to the website right now, and you'll really see the prices are very reasonable for what you get and if you compare it to going out and dining out and everything. So make sure you check them out. It's Optimal Living. The website one more time.
OLmeals.com.
Hey, this is Kimberly. Jasper is still doing Facebook Live with Chef Peter Castillo. So I'm going to start this segment. I'm so excited because I have the founder and CEO of Happy Food Company, which, of course, is carried at Hen House. And are these meal replacements? What do you?
Well, they're meal kits.
Meal kits.
Yeah, meal kits. So at a sense, it's that core meal kit, the concept, like a Blue Apron or a HelloFresh. But it's local. We partner with great partners like Hen House, Price Chopper, to distribute our meals on demand as you shop.
And we are actually going to give away a box here. And it, you told me before we went on air, it's one of your favorites.
Oh, absolutely one of my favorites. Spicy broccoli beef stir fry.
With the jasmine rice.
Jasmine rice, that's right. So this has a ton of flavor. The beef is a locally raised grass-fed beef, tenderloin actually. So it's a premium beef. That meal's ready on the table in 20 minutes. It's great.
Which I like.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, none of us have time to... I mean, unless at the weekend, pull out our cookbooks and, you know, spend a lot of time in the kitchen.
Sure, absolutely. And one of the best parts about our meals is that everything comes fully chopped. So there's no chopping fatigue that sets in as you use our meals.
Chopping fatigue.
That's
I
right.
like that.
People, it exists. Our customers have it.
Seriously.
It's a real thing that's circulating people in the world problem with this all.
So let's go back to the beginning. How did you and Chef Kirsten come up with this and decide to launch this in Kansas City?
Well, I think it came from my personal experience. Actually, 4 years ago, I was that guy on a Sunday in the grocery store, you know, throwing.
The lost guy.
Yeah, I was the guy with no plan in the grocery store, you know, walking around throwing the usual suspect things in my cart and thinking, you know, I'm not a chef. I don't have the time, like you talked about, to invest in creating great meals. And I thought, you know, there's got to be an easier way to do this. And I thought, well, it would be nice. My background is in actually software and technology. You know, it would be nice to be able to push a button and get all the ingredients you need to have to get a great outcome of a quality meal. And so essentially that's kind of what we do. Instead of just pushing a button, though, you walk up to one of our coolers here and you grab a meal.
You open the door.
You open the door.
And you get to select which. And usually how many meals do you have? How many choices do you have at any given time?
We have about 20 menu items active at any given time. In a case, we try to have anywhere from 12 to really 18 of those kind of in the case ready to get something as you go. So our problem so far has really been kind of keeping up with that selection and inventory. So
with the demand.
Yeah.
Because and when did you guys launch this? How many years ago?
January 2016 was our first store. We started the Hen House and 135th and Metcalf. We're really lucky to have the folks at Ball's Food support us in that.
Yeah.
They've been great to work with. They really support, the buy fresh, buy local aspect, and that goes throughout their entire kind of belief system. So
tell us how you work with local suppliers and how you and Chef Kirsten decide what's going into the meal kit.
Absolutely. So I am the happy in the equation. Chef K is the food. So really that's
and
all.
And she's nodding her head.
She is right here.
I like
her
that.
Head. Yeah. That's an old joke that she loves. But Kirsten brings not only the culinary aspects with that, but also the belief in the local supply system.
Farm to table.
Farm to table.
Yeah, she's done a lot.
That's her thing, right? Farm to table. And we have a vision for how we can kind of scale that and really help work with our local suppliers to not only help their business, but help our customers. Our customers really want to do that and want to buy those products. We have a list of products that are just really hard to find, I think. And we wanted to help use our platform to promote those suppliers. So, in this, it's Steve's Meat Market. We get our meat from out in DeSoto for this premium beef. We've got one of my favorite meals is the shrimp Thai soup. I think this will be the last week with the shrimp Thai soup on the menu until the fall hits. But we use a gochujang sauce in there from Bournemouth Soul, another local supplier.
I've written about her.
Yeah, it's a fantastic story. Fantastic product.
Yeah. And look at this. I mean, this is fresh.
Oh, yeah.
I just picked up the bag of snow peas, peppers, and red onion.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Instagram worthy. Instagram ready. Right? Right?
Full look. No, we get our product in very every day we're getting supply into our facility out in Olathe, and we turn that inventory really quickly and put it out in the market. So we are all about fresh, we're all about high quality. We're very conservative with the dates that we put on the meals. So we really want our customers to know that when they buy something from us, they can count on it to be fresh and really easy to be great is kind of the item that we say. There are easier options for meals out there, right? Mm-hmm. But to cook something fresh at home and maybe have an experience with your spouse or your family or your friends, we give you a great outcome for very little effort and at a price that we think people can generally afford for the quality anyways. So that's what we're all about, and we guarantee all our meals too. So if there's ever any issue with the customer, we want to hear about it. We love feedback from customers, and we're happy to make that experience just perfect.
These are family friendly meals. That's an important benefit too.
They are, yeah. Our internally we have a guide that that we use to develop our meals, and we really seek kind of an experience from really easy, kind of that everyday easy category. Through the kind of the crowd pleaser, those family style meals. We've got the gumbo right now, the kebabs, the chicken enchilada on the menu. Those are really not controversial, but they're really high quality and give you a great outcome. That family's going to love it. And then we have more of the chef selection. Those are more a little bit more of a premium. People that have tried our salmon, that's one of our most popular meals.
Okay.
That's kind of in that vein.
And do you still do the meatball? Do you have a meatball?
We have a couple meatball meals. They're on the menu right now. Yeah. We have the fettuccine meatball, and we've got the meatball sub, and those will probably come back.
Meatball sub.
Meatball sub is fantastic.
I think you've had that almost from the beginning.
We have. And for that, it's all about sourcing the quality of the meatballs. We work with Circle B Ranch. Mm-hmm. Marina down there does a fantastic job with all of the products. We have a Southwest chorizo rice bowl coming on the menu pretty soon. We're going to use her chorizo in it, and I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. And so with that meatball sub meal, it's great because you've got kind of the hearty meatball sub, and then you also got the nice, great salad that Chef designed on the side.
Well, before I let Jasper, late to the party, Mirabli, get in and jump and answer a question or ask a question, can customers buy directly from you on your website?
They can out of our Cedar Creek location in Lenexa. They can buy direct from us.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, Kimberly, I'm back.
You are back.
I got busy.
You're a Facebook.
I'm out of breath. I may have lost a couple pounds.
You're a producer now. You not only sing happy birthday, you're a producer, you're a chef. Boy.
How'd the first live Facebook go?
It was fantastic. You should have seen Peter cooking over there. I mean, I'm hungry.
Doing it up.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I was eating, and I brought Kimberly back a hamburger real
quick. Finally.
I'm a little bit kind of irritated you didn't bring me one back.
Well, you know, she was grabbing for it.
Get used to it, Jeff.
A little bit jealous.
Oh, she was grabbing for it, and then she had to go do the show real quick. So, Happy Food Company, fresh and local.
That's right.
You know, the whole country is kind of, you know, going crazy over these food kits.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you something. When you buy some of these online, and Kirsten, I've talked to David before about this also, you get these in the mail. I don't want to say anything bad about anybody, but it's not fresh.
Well,
I mean, I'm not saying anything bad, but it's not. I know what goes into these.
Right, you do.
And it makes a difference.
Yeah, our customers appreciate it. You know, I guess I was telling Kimberly, our customers love the local aspects. You know, it's they want to support local for sure. The ease of use of this, and also, you know, it's difficult.
Yeah.
We've never offered a subscription service because we don't think that Life fits a subscription service very well.
Okay.
And the boxes stack up.
They stack up. That's right. And so we believe in that on-demand, you know, we hope to be a nice tool in your toolkit for dinner, you know, one or two nights a week. And that's our ambition.
I just opened up this the one we have in front of us, the spicy broccoli and beef stir fry. First thing I pulled out. Kimberly, do you see it?
The fortune cookie.
How about a fortune cookie? But look at the ingredients in here. And we're not talking 2 ounces or 3 ounces.
Nah.
You know, listen, I'm a big guy. I get a little hungry.
You'll have leftovers here, Jasper.
Yeah,
I
no
assure
kidding.
You.
This package is full.
And we are giving this away.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
You only have like 10 more minutes to come in, say happy birthday, Kim or Kimberly, whatever you want.
Aww.
Or hey, you, happy birthday.
Today's your birthday?
Tomorrow is.
Tomorrow. We're celebrating.
And you'll win this Happy Food Company kit.
So every hen house market carries this now?
Yes.
Some of the Price Choppers, some of the Ball's Price Choppers.
That's right.
Wow.
And actually, we actually have presence in all the Price Chopper ownership groups.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, anything?
We've been really fortunate to have that support.
Anything on the horizon for Happy Food Company that you can share with our listeners? Like a scoop?
I mean, are you celebrating National Cannoli Month in September?
That's right. We could give you the challenge. We could give you and Chef K the challenge.
Happy food.
We have a couple of things in the works. I'm not sure we can share them yet. They're kind of early stage.
Uh-oh.
For
gotcha.
Sure.
Uh-oh.
But we have some ambitious plans to continue to grow. I think the big focus for us right now is really to continue to expand you know, our presence in the Kansas City area and really get kind of this market template for us in place. You know, I'd say our menus we have coming up is very exciting.
How many different kits do you have available at one time?
20 on the menu right now, and we kind of cycle through it. We're going to stay about 20 for a period of time.
And, of course, fall's coming up, winter's coming up,
yeah,
so
absolutely.
Developing new things. Well, y'all, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. It's Happy Food Company. Kimberly, it just makes you happy. How about it?
Get happy.
Get some happy, guys.
You bet. Well, this is Jasper Morabile.
And Kimberly Stern.
Come on over here to the Hen House Market. We're still giving away some nice prizes to celebrate Miss Kimberly's birthday, celebrating with our friends from Happy Food Company.
Jeff and Chef K, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
We will see you next week, my friends, right here on Live from Jasper's Kitchen, here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Bye.